Every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show here this Wednesday, October 1st. Monitoring news in the background. The U.S. Senate now is taking up a procedural vote on Democrats funding continuing resolution. The place is the ghost town. I don't even see any Republicans in there and only a couple of Democrats. Very, very interesting. Very interesting to see how even in the House, they're talking about a procedural vote on the Democrats' plan as well. One of the things I think that this is going to definitely cause Washington to be forced to be dealt with is this President Donald Trump. During the break, he was speaking in the Oval Office and he talked about the being able to cut some Democrat programs openly. He said it. Certain Democrat programs, certain Democrat spending, certain employees that run and operate those programs, he can cut. Again, I think the president should go even further. You really want to teach them a lesson, Mr. President? Shut down the Department of Education completely. Fire all the employees. Sell the building. We're not defunding anything. We're just not wasting the money in Washington, D.C. We're going to send the money back to the states, but we're going to tell the states that you have to use this education dollars for trade schools, vocational schools, private Christian schools, charter schools. No money to the public schools. They've already got their funding through the state's budget. This is our money coming from Washington. This is what we want you to use that federal dollars for. It's that simple. It's that simple. Very, very simple. The big one I'd love for him to pull off. Shut down the IRS. Fire the 130,000 some IRS agents. Sell the building. Allow Americans to make all the money they want without any federal income tax. You're not repealing the 16th Amendment. You're just defunding the department that runs it. Give the people the power to make the money and allow them to go out and buy, invest, do whatever they want to do with that money. Well, Randy, if you shut down the IRS and there's no federal income tax, how would Washington operate? Tariffs. The original process that our founding fathers funded Washington, D.C. on. Federal tariffs to other countries. Then, if that's not enough money, then discuss a consumption tax, not a flat tax, a consumption tax, much like the fair tax. Corporations, think about this. If corporations, companies, businesses did not have to pay any federal income tax, how much could they, because of competition, be forced to lower the price of their goods, services, and products? Other companies would do it. So to compete, others would do it. You have to understand that this process is an opportunity for President Donald Trump to make some major, major, major changes in Washington, D.C. It's that simple. I hope and pray he takes advantage of it. Now, one thing I want to mention right now, bring your attention to, we have started a media campaign for Ask My Tax. We are going to raise enough money to get the commercial that you've been hearing on this radio station. We are going to get it. We are going to get it on every radio station and TV station in Michigan. We will get it airing on social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram. You may even see a pop-up ad when you open local news stories on your phone, computer, or tablet. I got a meeting in Traverse City with Spectrum, who also is part of Comcast. If you open up a news story on your phone, you're going to see this ad. So we need you guys to share this information. Text me media, M-E-D-I-A, and I will text you the link to the givesandgo.com/AskMyTaxMediaCampaign. The commercial's there. The entire story is there. It'll explain to you exactly what's going on. Donate $5, $20, whatever you can. And then share the link with others. Michelle already an hour ago donated $25. Patricia Dietz donated $50 just an hour ago. The campaign is officially launched. The website is working. Here's what it says below the YouTube commercial. Campaign to put Ask My Tax on the radio and TV in Michigan. AskMyTax.org is a volunteer citizens effort to collect enough signatures to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. We must submit over 460,000 valid signatures of registered voters within a 180-day period. That is what the petition drive requirements are from the state of Michigan. Once signatures are validated, we will have the issue placed on the November 2026 statewide general election ballot. When approved by the simple majority of voters in Michigan, we will amend the state constitution of Michigan to permanently ban all property taxes in Michigan forever. The donations will be used to put this above 30-second commercial on all major radio and TV stations in Michigan. Additionally, the ad will be running on digital pop-up ads, will appear on major cable TV and social media platforms. Please donate whatever amount you can afford and then share this campaign with all the people you know who could benefit from not having property taxes in our great state of Michigan. So again, just text me the word media, and I'll send you the link to the website. Once you get it, you can share it. Russell says, ask my tax to post on Facebook as to where seniors can go to sign Carla's petition. That's not how it works. Go to axmitax.org. Click on the link to volunteer, and Carla will mail you a sheet. It only requires 10 signatures. You and your wife sign it. They get a few other seniors to sign it. They sign a circulator, and they mail it back. They don't have to drive, waste $3 a gallon gas anywhere. She'll mail it right to your house, get the signatures, put it in a 50-cent envelope, put a stamp on it, mail it back for a buck. Not going to have seniors driving anywhere to sign the petition. Not going to do it. Because if we get enough money raised, and we get this on radio and TV, folks, this goes viral, we can then do a nose count and see where we're at and see how many more signatures we need before the end of the campaign in November. We're collecting signatures through November. So text me media. It also has a link there, axmytax.org. All you got to do is go to it, volunteer, ask for a petition sheet to be mailed, and they'll send it right to you. We can do this. And the fact that it's been posted on Ask My Tax Facebook page, we're seeing people already making donations. $25 and $50. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Patricia. Because one of the things Lansing is absolutely afraid of is that we get enough signatures, we put it on the ballot, and it passes. And now they'll have to figure out how to cut the budget. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4, tours start at 5, live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231 231- 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got five text messages during the break. Media, I sent out the link, givesendgo.com/askmytaxmediacampaign. So greatly appreciate. Thank you guys for doing that. If you can't afford to donate, just share that link. Just send it to others. Because others might be able to afford it, even though you can't. Just share the information. And what I put on there is, please make a donation today. Because this is urgent. We need this money as soon as possible. We've already reached out and got media quotes from other radio stations, contacting a couple TV stations, cable companies. I got an appointment in Traverse City to meet with them. As soon as this money comes in, folks, it's going out there. And when you start seeing a TV commercial that I'm going to send to you in this givesendgo.com/askmytaxmediacampaign, you can click on the 30-second YouTube video. Right there, you can see exactly what's going to be on the TV, what's going to be heard on the radio. Same commercial we run here. Now, we've been running ours as a public service because Carla didn't have any money specifically for media budget. Well, we decided, Vicki and I, that we were willing to put it on as a public service announcement and let people know what's going on. Now, one of the things that you can do, again, just text me media. Please make a donation today. Campaign to put Ask My Tax on the radio and TV in Michigan. Well, if you can't afford, again, just share it. We greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it if you do that. Now, the last story that I want to get to today, the state budget has been extended for a week until next Wednesday, October 8th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer believes that this will be signed and will be announced before then. They have to pass something, final bill in the House, Senate, send it to her, five-day layover, and then she can sign it into a law, sign it basically into effect. So, appreciate if you guys do it. Because one of the things I think needs to happen, people need to understand that even with the government shutdown in Washington, nothing's going to happen. Again, if you experience inconvenience, something happens in your life as a result of the federal government shutdown in Washington, D.C., I want to know about it. I'm serious. I want you to text me. Went to the Social Security office. It was closed. Whatever it is. But I want you guys to know, make sure you get this out to everybody. Even though the federal government is shut down in Washington, seniors are still going to get their Social Security checks. Medicaid and Medicare is still intact. You can go to the doctors. You can go to the hospital. No problems whatsoever. So you have to understand the facts and know the truth. So if anybody starts saying something, let's say at a restaurant, you hear somebody talking in a restaurant, oh, we're going to lose our Social Security checks this month. No, you're not. Let them know. That's not true. You got a waitress that is spreading stuff that she heard that's not true. Correct them. Make sure we get this information out there as soon as possible. Because there will be a lot of lies being spread by the Democrats about what's happening as a result of this federal government shutdown over the next few days. Don't let them spew their lies. You've got to absolutely get the truth, the facts out there. Now, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have a lawyer on the show. His name is Kevin Kijewski. He's an announced candidate running to be our next attorney general. Want to make sure you guys hear that. It's going to be in our second hour from 10 to 10:30 tomorrow. It'll be on our podcast, the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Hit podcast. You can listen on demand. Looking forward to talking to Kevin, finding out about his legal experience and why does he want to be Michigan's next attorney general. He will be running against Doug Lloyd at next year's state convention. Want to find out his strategy about winning at that convention, how he plans to do it, and basically what's he going to do if he wins and becomes our next attorney general. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck cameras.